B'tachon for Life, Shir 1788, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Baal Yischa. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezra Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Hatzlacha and Bracha in everything that they need. We are discussing Smicha, reliance, dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's an important aspect in Smicha that we have to understand. It's a Medrash. We actually discussed it yesterday in the Medrash for Life Shir. It's in Vayera, Parshan Nun Gimel, Ois Yudal, at the end of the Medrash. The Medrash over there is talking about Hagar, that she saw the stream, the Be'er, and she went and she filled up the Chemes with water. This was after she was going through a terrible situation that there was no water and Yishmael was dying and she davened and she was zeichet to a Yeshua. She was able to see the Be'er, but the Pasuk says she went and she filled up the Chemes. And the Medrash says something fascinating. Hada amart mechuseres amona hoisa. You see from the fact that she filled up the Chemes, that she was what the Medrash calls mechuseres amona, lacking in emuna. Which means, really, she shouldn't have filled up the whole Chemes, she should have taken what she needed, and realized that the Rabbeinu Shlomo will continue to supply her with water. But she didn't do that, she filled up the Chemes. She wanted to be sure that she had enough water. So she filled up the entire jug to make sure that she'll have enough water, that there'll be enough water for her and Yishmael. And the Medrash calls this mechuseres amona. It's a lack of emuna. And it's important to understand this. Why is it a lack of emuna? The purpose of emuna is to enable us to constantly maintain a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If when a person gets a Yeshua, they shut down and they go back to normal life, and they drop their work in emuna and bitachon, there's no purpose in that. You're not in this world to have Yeshuas. You're in this world to grow. Of course, when a person's growing, the Rabbeinu Shlomo will send you Yeshuas. But the Yeshua is not the objective. The point is to constantly maintain a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's what smicha is. To be dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want to just throw you a bone, throw you a Yeshua. He wants you to live with the realization that he's taking care of you. So the fact that she ran to fill up the Chemes basically enabled her to disconnect. Now she doesn't need Hashem anymore. She can manage on her own. She has a full Chemes. That's considered Mechuseres Amana. And it's important for us to understand this. Of course a person wants a Yeshua. But Chas V'Shalom, a person should never use the Yeshua as an opportunity to disconnect. Now, Baruch Hashem, I have what I need. Now I don't have to work on my emunah and betachon anymore. Obviously, you don't have that same compelling feeling that you used to have. But constantly working on betachon, that's the purpose why we're here. To constantly feel reliance and dependence on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Then a person is fulfilling his purpose in this world.